You're listening to WPSU News. It's been 1 year since the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The video of a police officer kneeling on Floyd's neck for 9 minutes led to protests and calls for reform nationwide. WPSU intern Shelby Lincoln talked with members of the Central Pennsylvania Black community about what Floyd's death meant to them.
Harriet Gadsden of Altoona remembers the first time she watched the video of a policeman killing George Floyd.
I could feel the helplessness of anybody watching that and having empathy for what was going on. Just that feeling of, why can't we do something?
The video quickly circulated on social media and news outlets. Reverend Carol Thomas Sissel of State College remembers being glued to her TV screen.
First, there was just the news anchors, very tense, lots of anxiety, but no photos, talking about the situation. And then I remember once the video that young woman took, like, sort of broke. It was everywhere. But just the horror that somebody kneeled on his neck for 9 minutes, and it was all recorded.
Michael Davis from State College felt helpless when he watched the video. He and his wife have 3 kids, 2 of them being young boys, and he worries about their safety.
It's upsetting that this has happened, and I don't know what to do to stop it. Outside of trying to prevent my own children from being put in these situations.
Davis and his family have lived in 2 towns where Black men died at the hands of police. In 2015, they were living in Baltimore when Freddie Gray died in police custody. And then in 2017, Osaze Osagi was shot and killed by the police in State College.
It happens so often that you get tired of being tired and you learn how to live through the trauma, right? And I think that's what it is. It was one of these things that was like, okay, another, you know, wrongful murder of a Black man. I wonder what's going to happen tomorrow.
It's a sentiment shared by Gaston, who could not watch the video of Floyd's death over and over.
It takes a toll. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's an emotional toll that also impacts the physical. Sleep, anxiety, eating, not seeking out, you know, I got to talk to somebody. Who do I talk to deal with this?
Reverend Sissel has had to help her church cope through it all.
I have a tradition with my congregation is when something happens, particularly that has to do with race or violence, is I talk about it at the beginning of our service. I talk about it with leadership in one-to-one conversations. And then I write about it and I share it. And I encourage other people to talk about it too.
Davis also continues to have conversations with his children.
You have to pay attention. You have to watch what you do. You have to watch what you say. You have to watch how you carry yourself. You can't do certain things.
Davis, Gaston, and Sissel do still have hope for the future. But they all know there's a lot of work to be done.
I don't want my children to continue fighting that battle, although I know that they will. And we're still having this conversation about what does it mean to just be Black, like just to exist. Like, can I just exist in my own town? So my hope is that it does get better.
I think the biggest dream I have is those white allies who says, I saw it, I understand, I want to make a change, getting involved with those who are in this case, in the minority.
You need to put yourself in proximity to people who are affecting change. And here in State College, here in Center County, the 320 Coalition, the State College NAACP, and the African American clergy are here waiting on you to put your hand out and put your hand in ours so we can help you help.
Tonight, the 320 Coalition will be holding a community reflection in State College in honor of George Floyd and other Black lives lost at the hands of police. Co-chair Nanre Nafziger hopes that this will help the whole town.
We want people to reflect on their personal journeys and also on our journey as a community. We want people to take this moment to pause for feeling the pain of what these murders have done to the families, but also what they've done to us.
I'm WPSU intern Shelby Lincoln.